6 days and 5 hours before a new law from the Florida legislature forced doctors to reinsert it, but then the courts threw that law out. Lawyers and friends of her parents say Terri Schiavo is showing signs of dehydration and could be in the last week of her life. Traditional Native American funerals being planned for victims of Monday's shootings in Red Lake, Minnesota. Tribal leaders say the rituals cannot be easily described to outsiders. First funerals planned for tomorrow. A Chippewa official says funerals for a tribal police officer and a school guard who was a former officer will include police escorts from outside departments. Authorities say they're still trying to understand what set off Jeff Weitz. It's believed he first killed his grandfather and the man's girlfriend, then went to school and killed 7 people before turning the gun on himself. The 16-year-old, known for dressing in black, posting messages on a neo-Nazi website. Officials say the high school on the Chippewa Reservation will stay closed for a couple of weeks. A tribal leader says the students are stunned and it will take a community-wide effort to help them through the crisis. Red Lake, Minnesota is getting some help on coping from those who've been there before. 2 women who attended Columbine High School in Colorado during the 1999 shooting rampage there have gone to the Chippewa Reservation to meet with tribal elders, school officials, and students. Officials say the Bush administration has agreed to sell both Pakistan and rival India sophisticated F-16 fighter planes. An official says the deal follows a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission to make a long-term commitment to Pakistan. The official says the sale will not change the overall balance of military power in the region. However, a spokesman for India's prime minister says George Bush called the Indian leader to inform him of the decision, and the Indian leader expressed his displeasure, saying the sale to Pakistan would harm security in South Asia. Pope John Paul II missed Good Friday, usually a day that finds him at St. Peter's Basilica. Poor health causing him to skip the tradition and the procession today for Good Friday. He did appear, though, on a video link the crowd could see from the Vatican. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Is this going to rain?
Now, I heard the weather. It's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
Oh, no.
What?
Nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I have...
Nope.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Air America's own Chet B.
Yeah,
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Program's live tonight. We are back from our stupid little trip. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know how to handle tonight's program. I truly don't. I thought about this afternoon, and I just don't know where to go with this. I'm talking about the Terri Schiavo case. You have heard more about this case than you could possibly want to hear. So have I. On the other hand, it can't be ignored. So I'm not sure what to do. I think what we'll do is this. I will share with you a couple of things that I have pulled from various news sources and a couple of emails out of literally scores. I was astonished by how many, by the number of people who emailed me, sometimes directly to me, or just included me in a mass emailing about the Schiavo, Terri Schiavo case. Now, I know Janine and Sam covered it. I know that Randy covered it. Everybody on this network has covered it in one form or another today. I understand. My Arkansas Bureau Chief Joyce emailed in. She said, Bush is more than a phony. His statements today regarding the purely political attempt by Congress and the White House to intervene in the Schiavo feeding tube tragedy clearly indicates that he's also a man with no memory. Perhaps Bush and his speechwriters have convenient selective memories. He stated today, quote, his wife's always here on the side of life, end quote. In 1999, as governor, Bush signed Texas legislation allowing medical authorities to remove life-saving devices even if the next of kin or guardian objected to the removal if the patient could not afford the care. Now, thanks, Joyce. She wrote some more, but that's all we need. Thanks to Joyce and several people who did the research about this hypocritical monster that is taking this country straight to hell. And I'm talking about Bush and his cohorts. One of the things that was astonishing to me was Bush's willingness, and not astonishing because Bush is a whore. He is a whore. I'm sorry. If you don't like me saying that, then consider this. Bush did not rush back to Washington, D.C. when a tsunami hit South Asia and wiped out hundreds of thousands of people. He did not rush back to Washington, D.C. regarding the investigation of 911 with Congress. He did not rush back to Washington, D.C. with the event of September 11, 2001 itself. He did not rush back to D.C. ever for a military funeral. And then the talking points, the little memo that has been circulating among the Republicans. You know, jump on this one. Boy, our base is going to love this. Jump on it. Hey, man, we got a dead broad out here. Hey, they're going to love this, huh? The talking points stated that the Schiavo case was important to the Republicans because, quote, the pro-life base will be excited, end quote. And that it is a, quote, great political issue. This is a tough issue for Democrats, end quote. Anything about Chavo in that? No. It's disgusting. I don't believe I live in this country anymore. I really don't. I don't believe I live here. It's just disgusting. Now, let me share with you a little story, okay? Y'all know about Sun Hudson, S-U-N Sun Hudson, little boy that was murdered in Texas a couple of days ago. The baby wore a cute blue outfit with a teddy bear covering his bottom. He was nearly 6 months old and he weighed 17 pounds. He wiggled. His eyes were open, his mother said, and he smacked his lips. Then at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, last Tuesday, a medical staffer at Texas Children's Hospital removed the breathing tube that had kept Son Hudson alive since his birth, September 25th. Cradled by his mom, he took a few breaths and died. The mother, Wanda Hudson, told reporters afterward, I talked to him. I told him that I loved him. Inside of me, my son is still alive. This hospital was considered a miracle hospital. When it came to my son, they gave up. The death of this little boy, this little black boy, marks the first time a U.S. judge has allowed a hospital to discontinue an infant's life-sustaining care against a parent's wishes. You see, Miss Hudson, Wanda Hudson, had the extreme misfortune of not having any money, of never having gotten prenatal care. A bioethicist and lawyer at the University of Texas said, It's sad this thing dragged out for so long. We all feel it's unfair that a child doesn't have a chance to develop and thrive. But this isn't murder. It's mercy. It's mercy. This isn't murder. It's mercy. And it's appropriate to be merciful in this way. It's not killing. It's stopping pointless treatment. The hospital's description of Sun, that he was motionless and sedated for comfort, has differed sharply. I'm quoting from the Houston Chronicle. Has differed sharply from the mother's description. You see, since February, the hospital has blocked the media. Even though Mom invited the media in to see the baby, the hospital cited privacy concerns. Ms. Hudson told reporters, I wanted y'all to see my son for yourself so you could see he was actually moving around. He was conscious. On February 16th, Harris County Probate Court Judge William McCullough made the landmark decision to lift restrictions that prevented Texas Children's Hospital from discontinuing care. However, an appeal by Ms. Hudson's attorney and a procedural error on Judge McCullough's part prevented the hospital from acting for 4 weeks. Texas law allows hospitals to discontinue life-sustaining care even if a patient's family members disagree. A doctor's recommendation must be approved by a hospital's ethics committee, and the family must be given 10 days from written notice of the decision to try and locate another facility for the patient. You know, a facility that will take the patient, even if the patient's on Medicaid. Texas Children's Hospital said it contacted 40 facilities with newborn intensive care units, and none would accept Sun. Sun was born with a fatal form of dwarfism characterized by short arms, short legs, and lungs too tiny, doctor said. Nearly all babies born with this condition, often diagnosed in utero, die shortly after birth. Son was delivered full term in St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital, but Mom said she had no prenatal care during which his condition might have been discovered. He was put on a ventilator while doctors figured out what was wrong with him, and Mom refused when doctors recommended withdrawing treatment and killing him. I added the "and killing him." Texas Children's Hospital contended that continuing care for Son was medically inappropriate, prolonged suffering, and violated physician ethics. Mom argued that her son just needed more time to grow and to be weaned from the ventilator. I hate these people. I'm not even going to put it in my cute little have I mentioned tonight. I hate these people. These Republicans, these Texans, these people who are destroying this country. Who's from Texas? Huh? Who's from Texas? George Bush and Tom DeLay. George Bush signed this law 6 years ago, making it okay to withdraw life support on the order of a judge if a person could not afford the treatment. And you wonder why I call him a whore.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flomaze Fluticasone Propionate Nasal Spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards Program.
To save up to $60 a year. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flomaze is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 14-year-old labor dispute that included a hunger strike that lasted 40 days and 40 nights, decertification elections, and battles in Congress, on picket lines, and in the courts has finally been won by the Teamsters at Diamond Walnut in California. Lucio Reyes heads Teamsters Local 601 and is filled with emotion as the Monday effective date of the new contract approaches.
I feel happy. I feel sad because through the course of the 14 years, we had a hunger strike for 40 days and 40 nights. A group of people did that. I had a lot of my strikers that, friends of mine, co-workers, who passed away. Someone got really sick with cancer. And it sounds sad because I can see all the faces of those that couldn't live long enough to see this taking place.
Reyes says that solidarity and determination won out in the end, but it's a sad as well as happy moment for him and other workers who fought the 14-year-long struggle. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about WaveScan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now, I know this is kind of the Michael Jacksonization of what we should be talking about, right? But it does affect me. Maybe it affects me because in the past 6 months, I've had my mother die, my sister die, and my favorite aunt die. Okay? Bang, bang, bang. All three of them. So I'm kind of focused on death right now. You understand what I'm saying? Plus, you know, I've got a brand new baby. Well, I guess you don't call her a brand new baby when she's 7 months old. So I'm focused on life, too. The juxtaposition of death, 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 all over the place, and life. So I'm focused on this. Now I know it's going to piss off some of the listeners. We got more important things to talk about. I understand that. On the other hand, what is more important than talking about just the carnal hypocrisy of this Republican leadership? Is there anything more debasing to the American spirit than these monsters and what they have done this past weekend? Yeah, 1,520 Americans dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead. These people write their history in blood. Every place you turn, death, blood, the threat of death, more death. But this Terry Schiavo story. ABC News got a hold of the Talking Points memo. No connection with Josh Marshall. But the Talking Points memo that was handed around to these filthy, animal-like Republicans. Thugs like Bill Frist, who wouldn't understand neurological brain death any more than he would understand how to run the country. And total degenerates like Tom DeLay. And then this Bush character flying back. Why? Because once again, they understand the basic stupidity, malleability, and ignorance of their so-called base. And that's what the Talking Points addressed. Hey, the base will love this. It will get them excited. I get a lot of emails from people that say, Malloy, you go over the top. Are you out of your mind? Compared to what this Republican leadership does, this little radio program goes over the top? You're kidding. Now, as far as Terry Schiavo's care, do you know where it came from? It came from a lawsuit. How was it paid for? It was paid for by a lawsuit filed by Michael, by her husband. He was awarded $700,000, roughly. All of that money has gone to pay for this woman's care, to keep her in this permanent, persistent vegetative state. Against her wishes, apparently. Okay, you don't believe it? What, Michael Schiavo is a liar? And the lawsuit? And the lawsuit? Now that kind of a lawsuit could not even be filed. Because the Republicans have said, oh, no, you don't. $250,000, that's the cap, boy. double hypocrisy. And George W. Bush, who 6 years ago signed into law a bill passed by both houses of the Texas legislature, which essentially said, this is not verbatim, essentially said, if you can't afford to pay and you are in a persistent vegetative state or on life support, even if you're not persistent vegetative state, it doesn't matter. You can be conscious. You can be laying there watching the machine pump up and down, breathing for you. You can be lying there watching the liquid go into the feeding tube into your gut. But by Christ, if you can't pay, the hospital can shut it all off. Oh, they'll give you 10 days to find a facility that will take you. How much more of this can this country handle? Can this society handle? How much more? Until, and I don't believe in God, but let's just pretend for a moment, okay? Until God lifts his foot and smashes it down on this society and grinds it out under his foot. How much longer, huh? I don't know. All right, I'm finished. I'll take your calls right after this break. I hope we can get to something else tonight. I really do. You know, I told myself over the weekend, don't talk about this story. This is somebody's private, personal life, okay? But it's just been flayed across the country. Everybody, every single aspect. So let's take some calls. We'll try to get this done and move on.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You don't have to go to off Broadway to see something play.
I thought I would go straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the Three-Step Plan. For information, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-535-9010. 800-535-9010.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. You know, it is either extremely rare or just a non-event for members of Congress, House and Senate, to come in and go into D.C. and work on a Sunday, much less make a special trip during the recess to work in the middle of the night on Palm Sunday, right? Flying in at great taxpayer expense from all around the world around midnight just to make this vote on the Schiavo case. The House passed the bill, 203-58, which broke down to 156 Republicans and 47 Democrats voting yes in favor of the bill, and 53 Republicans and 5 Democrats voting no. Is that count right, Kathy? 53 Republicans said no. Maybe there are some real Republicans left. More Democrats said yes by a factor of nine. Nine times as many Democrats voted with Tom DeLeo. Oh, Jesus. Sanctity of life, my ass. These are the same members of Congress who voted in support of Bush's murderous invasion of Iraq 2 years ago. 1,520 members of the U.S. military dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead. And as far as Bush's smarmy, filthy, lying comment, where is it? Right here. Play this one, Kathy. Do this one to Bush. This is at one of his Social Security conversations in Tucson. Was that the one where the picture is flying around, thanks to the Associated Press, I think, Yahoo, of the guy who stood up, wanted to ask a question, and here come the brown shirts taking him out of the, you know, a Democrat got in, I guess. Anyway, after rushing back to D.C. to sign the emergency Save Schiavo bill, the Texecutioner, and by the way, of course, I don't mention all this stuff because you people know this. This murderous, see, I've been told not to call the president bad names. This murderous man, George W. Bush, who presided over how many executions in Texas with his executioner, who is now the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. How many of those were innocent people? Bush says always to err on the side of life. You lying, dirty, filthy hypocrite, you. What about Carla Faye Tucker when you sat there and mocked her? In Illinois, in the space of, what was it, Kathy, 10 years, 20 people executed, 18 released, I'm getting the numbers wrong, from death row in Illinois because they were innocent, not because of a technicality, not because of a judge falling asleep, because they were innocent. Until Governor George Ryan, Republican governor of Illinois, declared null and void all executions in the state of Illinois. Is Texas any different? If you are black or Latino in Texas and you are sentenced to death, your ass is dead. Period. Whether you did it or not. And George W. Bush says to err. Well, here, listen to him say it.
A couple of issues I do want to talk about. Democrats and Republicans in Congress came together last night to give Terry Schiavo's parents another opportunity to save their daughter's life. This is a complex case with serious issues. But in extraordinary circumstances like this, it is wise to always err on the side of life.
Uh-huh. U.S. soldiers' lives are expendable. Iraqi civilians' lives are expendable. America's children and the poor and the elderly are expendable, especially in Texas. You don't have money? You don't have money? And you're black in Texas? Or even if you're white, you don't have money in Texas? And you're on life support? Go talk to Son Hudson's mother while she watched the hospital disconnect the ventilator, keeping her child alive because a judge ordered it on a law signed by George W. Bush. My God, doesn't even the most fundamental evangelical right-wing neo-Nazi Christian understand what this is? This kind of hypocrisy that would make Christ rip the nails out of his hands and feet and climb down from the cross and line these people up and beat the living hell out of them. And they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. They have the audacity to call themselves Americans. They have the gall to say they're pro-life. This is vile. This is huge pools of vomit. This is I can't, you know, I got emails. Oh, please don't talk about the Schiavo case. You've been talking about all week. Everybody's talking. I understand that. But nobody talks about it the way we talk about it. You and me. Oh, my God. How do you gauge this kind of swinish behavior? How do you gauge it? How do you talk about it? How do you think about it? How do you take it in? The utter blatant turning into a political game. This family's situation. And yes, I include the parents. The poor parents. What would you do? Huh? What would you do if your baby had been on life support for 15 years? Life support being a feeding tube. What would you do, huh? What would you do if you were the husband and you knew damn good and well what your wife had said to you? Don't let me go there. Well, I'll tell you what. After all the deaths that I've witnessed in the past few months in my own personal family, you can bet your whatever you want to bet. But later on this week, Kathy and I have an appointment with the attorney to make sure that if I get into a state like this, these sons of bitches will pull the tube and let me go. Give me the morphine drip. Load me up. I'm out of here. Oh. It's the hypocrisy that has me right near the edge tonight, okay? It's the hypocrisy. I don't know about the case. What did I hear today that this disgusting man, Bill Frist, said he watched a videotape shot by, I guess, the father, Terry Schiavo's father, and based on that, Bill Frist was able to make a diagnosis. Why isn't the state of Tennessee pulling his medical license just for even saying that? And then this poor weasel, Bob Schieffer, on CBS News tonight, asking the reporter who had just reported on this case,
well, Michelle, now, isn't it true that Senator Frist is a renowned heart doctor?
And the reporter had to point out to poor old right-wing Bob Schieffer that he's a heart-lung specialist and wouldn't know neurobiology if it came up and bit him on his ass. Unbelievable. It's the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy. John Lewis, who is represents the district right next to mine here in Georgia. John Lewis is an old friend. From last night's emergency session, when people got up a chance to say things, we all know why DeLay staged this tragic, disgusting, hypocritical dog and pony show last night, and how cheap and smutty of him to use and exploit this woman and her family. I think John Lewis might have said it best.
This is demagoguery. This is a step in where we have no business. This is walking for the angels. Fear to tread. We are playing with a young woman's life for the sake of politics. This is not about values. This is not about religion. It is pandering for political gain with the next election in mind.
You go, John. You go, John. Okay, last one. Here is this worm, this vermin, this filthy, filthy man. Tom DeLay. Now, I hate to pollute my program with this swinish filth, but I'm going to let him have his say here, okay? Tom's little grandstanding. Disgusting. It's hard. Disgusting on so many levels. I don't know where to begin. Here he is.
I say again, the legal and political issues may be complicated, but the moral ones are not.
You pig.
A young woman in Florida is being dehydrated and starved to death. For 58 long hours, Her mouth has been parched, and her hunger pains have been throbbing. If we do not act, she will die of thirst.
Didn't I say your phone calls when we come back? All right, I mean it now. I'm burned out on this, all right? But I'll listen to what you have to say. Stay with us. I'm Mike Moore.
But they don't vote, so I don't care.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Hello, this is a special message for you folks out there that are looking for a mortgage. Listen, before you go talking to lenders, you'd better take a look at the Gray Book. It's a free consumer protection guidebook that reveals 8 of the most common mortgage schemes to avoid. It was compiled from information from the FTC, BBB, and mortgage experts. It's being offered absolutely free as a public service by the U.S. Mortgage Lending Alliance, a national consumer advocacy referral network. It's all free for the asking. So do yourself a favor. Before you go talking to lenders, call for your free Gray Book. Call 1-800-976-0765. There's no cost or obligation, so call 1-800-976-0765. And I'll tell you what, you'll be amazed. You'll gain the power that comes from knowing what to avoid when you're looking for a mortgage. Call 1-800-976-0765. That's 1-800-976-0765.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Thank you. Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Creepy song, given what we're talking about. All right. If the first segment of the program upset you, if this is the first night you've heard the program, this is the first night, and I address this not just to listeners, but also program managers who may run the radio stations where this program is carried. I don't know what to tell you. You know, this issue just tore me to pieces. The hypocrisy involved in this thing is just astonishing. I have never, ever in my life seen this kind of hypocrisy. As that evidenced by these right-wing criminals that run this country. All right, let's do some phone calls, please. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, glad you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Getting tired of the reruns here.
I hear you.
You know, this Schiavo case is really, really getting on my nerves. I mean,
I understand. Me too.
It's like the magician waving his magic wand around with his right hand while he's doing something that he doesn't want you to see with his left hand. You know,
it's
a distraction. I mean, we've lost an average of 2 American soldiers every day for the past 2 years. We just lost another one from Michigan 6 days ago. Ricky A. Keeper from Ovid, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed when enemy forces using small arms fire attacked his unit on March 15th. And, you know, why aren't they talking about that? It's an average of 2 people, 2 American soldiers killed every day.
Okay, let me try to answer that. In the first place, Bush and Cheney and these disgusting vermin that run this country have passed the word on to the disgusting vermin that run media, and that is there will be no reporting of American death or Iraqi death in that godforsaken war. All right, that's A. Here's B. The Terry Schiavo case, I think, underscores the deep hypocrisy and hatred of life and this country that these right-wingers feast on. They don't like America. They don't like freedom. Oh, for Christ's sake, they don't like freedom. They hate women. They hate. They're consumed with hate, and they are consumed with hypocrisy. So on that basis, that's the reason. You know, I talked with Kathy about this tonight, my producer, before we started the program. You know, do I want to bring this up? I'm just, you know, I hate this topic, and it is a smokescreen, and I understand that. But it brings into sharp relief, in my opinion, the utter degenerate hypocrisy of this regime that has taken over this country. And I just hope, you know, when I found out that 53 Republicans voted against this bill, I just about lost it. What? There are Republicans who in Congress who still have a sense of moral outrage? I couldn't believe it. So that's the reason we decided to bring it up. But I understand what you're saying. I hear you.
Yeah, like you said, it's a smokescreen. If it wasn't Terry Schiavo, it'd be Michael Jackson or steroids in baseball.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Will. I appreciate you checking in. No, I understand. I really do. The Tom DeLay, who should be in prison, who may be indicted. This is a great way, great smokescreen. The appointment of John Bolton to the United Nations, yes, we know what happens in this country. The news is manipulated with the full and certain cooperation of media, all media, every single outlet in mainstream media. Occasionally, you will find something in the Times or the Post. If you dig through the swill and the crap, if you go to the editorial page and you realize that Tom Friedman is nothing more than a paid whore for the Bush crime family who writes for the New York Times, if you dig around, if you dig, you occasionally find a bit of truth. If you still wade around in mainstream media. But yeah, I understand what you're saying, Will. The death destruction goes on. 800, is that right? 800 anti-war demonstrations in this country over the weekend. And this disgusting, filthy media in this country reported on what? A march in London. We'll be back after the break, and we're going to come back to your phone calls. And we do have other things to talk about, but if you're on hold about the Terry Schiavo case, we'll take your call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Whether fighting to protect a corporation's right to pollute or orchestrating the historic government shutdown, House Majority Whip Tom DeLay stands on the front lines amongst the soldiers of the right. In 1970, the Texas native earned a degree in biology, which he immediately put to use as an exterminator. Squirting poison into the baseboards of American homes prepared him to lead the fight against the Clean Air Act. On Capitol Hill, DeLay acquired the nickname The Hammer, for his skill at pounding money out of political action committees. Impressed by these abilities, House Republicans elected the Hammer to be the Majority Whip. Now he wasn't only the Hammer, he was the Hammer Whip, which is much better than just being the Hammer. The Hammer Whip took contributions from foreign sweatshops and masterminded the Texas redistricting plan, all to give more power to oppressed Republicans. Today, Tom DeLay remains the heart of the right-wing Republican agenda.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 14-year-old labor dispute that included a hunger strike that lasted 40 days and 40 nights, decertification elections, and battles in Congress, on picket lines, and in the courts has finally been won by the Teamsters at Diamond Walnut in California. Lucio Reyes heads Teamsters Local 601 and is filled with emotion as the Monday effective date of the new contract approaches.
I feel happy. I feel sad because through the course of the 14 years, we had a hunger strike for 40 days and 40 nights. A group of people did that. I had a lot of my strikers, that friends of mine, co-workers, who passed away. Someone got really sick with cancer. And it may sound sad because I can see all the faces of those that couldn't live long enough to see this taking place.
Reyes says that solidarity and determination won out in the end, but it's a sad as well as happy moment for him and other workers who fought the 14-year-long struggle. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro.
Ableton Live.
Tractor DJ Studio. Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND. The Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
You're invited to the biggest event of the season, the Lincoln Mercury Roadshow Sales Event. Now through March 31st, get the best values of the season on every new Lincoln car and SUV, including the restyled Lincoln Navigator and the 302-horsepower Lincoln Aviator. Come in now during the Lincoln Mercury Roadshow Sales Event and see the premiere of the all-new 2006 Lincoln Mark LT, the one-of-a-kind truck available this spring, featuring Lincoln luxury and unprecedented capability.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Another Schiavo no. A three-judge panel of a federal appeals court in Atlanta once again rejected a request to have Terry Schiavo's feeding tube inserted. Lawyers for the severely brain damaged woman's parents now will appeal to the full court. Meanwhile, in Florida, a state judge is expecting to give his latest ruling in the case tomorrow. Pinellas Circuit Judge George Greer held an afternoon hearing on a filing by Shivo's parents, the family asking the judge to order the feeding tube be restored. Shivo's been without nourishment for a week. Doctors say Terry Shivo could survive another week without food and water, or maybe only a few days or hours. Eight more people arrested today outside the Florida hospice. They say they were trying to bring Terry Shivo food and water. The Transportation Security Administration says they're training screeners to recognize cigarette lighters, which are now going to be prohibited from bags carried aboard airplanes. They'll start confiscating lighters on April 14th. Lighters have long been banned from the checked baggage. This new ban, part of the Intelligence Reform Act signed by Bush in September. Smokers awaiting flights at LaGuardia Airport in New York didn't seem all that troubled by it. One said, if we can do without nail files, we can do without cigarette lighters. Two national polls today showing some slippage in George Bush's job approval ratings. A CNN USA Today Gallup poll shows Bush's approval slipped from 52% to 45% in recent days. Bush's approval dipping 6 points to 43% in another poll from CBS News. The numbers indicate the drops come among men and others in the Bush core support groups. The polls come after Congress and Bush made the controversial intervention in the Shivo case and during Bush's push to overhaul Social Security as gas prices are soaring. Congressional investigators will look into whether the Bush administration violated the law when they paid a columnist to promote a marriage initiative. Democratic Senators Kennedy and Lautenberg say they requested the inquiry into payments to syndicated columnist Maggie Gallagher. They say the Government Accountability Office has confirmed its investigators will look into the matter. Gallagher has apologized to readers for not disclosing more than $21,000 contract with the government. The investigative arm of Congress already looking into the Education Department relationship with several public relations firms and the $240,000 contract to TV personality Armstrong Williams. Federal officials say they'll order U.S. Airlines to inspect the rudders of certain Airbus jets. That precaution comes after most of the rudder fell off an Airbus passenger jet after takeoff from Cuba this month. The pilot of that flight, operated by Canadian-based Air Transat, was able to land safely, and none of the passengers and crew, 270 people aboard, were injured. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-695-9092. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans, but on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-695-9092. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm proud to be part of the Air America Radio family and host of Ring of Fire with my buddy, Mike Papantonio.
Bobby Kennedy is on a mission against the criminal corporations that pollute our water, our air, and our land.
And Pap is one of the country's most renowned trial lawyers, protecting consumers from killer products like asbestos and tobacco.
Is it any wonder that Bobby and I are taking our fight to the airways on Air America Radio? Join us every Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Okay. I had several people, Andre, Anita, a few more email in a major correction here. I said there were 53 or 58 Republicans who voted no on the Chauvel bill. My bad. Here's the actual vote. 156 Republicans voted yes for the bill. 5 Republicans voted no. 47 Democrats voted yes for the bill. 53 Democrats voted no, for a total of 203 in favor of this miserable, hideous piece of legislation and 58 against it. So, correction, correction, correction. Only 5 Republicans, and I would just guarantee you that every one of those Republicans are from blue states, right? Up east. All right, let's go back to phone calls on this quickly as we can here. Mike is calling from New York City. Mike, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Okay. Let me say first that you haven't gone over the top. You're just getting warmed up because I'm with you. I've had it up to here with the hypocrisy of this Bush administration. I mean, the hypocrisy.
Oh, it's awful.
The crimes that they keep doing. Let me tell you something. I'm Catholic, I'm a Christian, and I can tell you right now, every one of Bush's statements, policies, actions with this Terry Schiavo case and others, they're totally anti-Christian. They wonder why he's called the Antichrist. I remember distinctively, if you recall, a 17-year-old Mexican girl that received a botched organ transplant within days after Bush announced he was going to cap medical malpractice lawsuits. And then on top of that, this poor girl suffered the same fate as that little, oh, God, I forgot the name that you mentioned, about that poor woman who lost her son.
Oh, Hudson. Yeah, her name is Wanda Hudson. Little boy was named Son, S-U-N.
This girl, Jessica Santillan, I think that was her name, doctors pulled her life support to without the parents' consent nor knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. And then Bush just let it happen. You know, Bush wants to keep misusing scripture. Let me educate everyone about a certain line. It's so funny that you mentioned about Jesus earlier. Jesus in the gospel said, be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, meaning be on guard against the teachings, the hypocrisies, the statements, and etc. And any Christian knows that Jesus wasn't just speaking about it then. He speaks about it now. You know, the Gospels are part of everyday life, and the Bush administration, they are the Pharisees of the 21st century. They are barbarians.
Well, you get no argument from me on that one, Mike. Trust me. Hey, Mike, thanks for checking in. Let me
trust
move on.
Me.
Okay, Mike, thanks. I appreciate it. Take care, dude. Steve is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing there, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're right about the hypocrisy, but I'd add this, that they could have said in that memo that got passed around, you know, good talking points, this will excite the base. They could have easily, I hope to God that it would have been there, to manipulate our base. I really think that they have more distaste – and more hatred for the very people that vote for them than they do people like you and me. I mean, they're going to hate us anyway, you know, just for having opposing viewpoints. But,
right.
you know, they really, really have no respect for the people that vote for them, their ethics, their morals. And that's the other thing that I'd like to point out, too. This is all morality play, you know, as we've used the phrase smokescreen. You know, they're always using morals to make the smokescreen. You know, Scott Peterson, Terry Schiavo, it's the same thing. It's a backdoor entrance to this pro-life crap, you know. You know, I fully believe they're so mean-spirited that the biggest reason DeLay wants to do this is he wants to force-feed a bulimic, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I really do believe it, you know. And that thing on Fox News with DeLay saying, you know, with the, you know, quoting the father, you know, we'll get you your lunch, and she smiled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have just easily gotten in her face, and, you know, Tom DeLay would never know the difference because he's a heart surgeon and knows nothing about neurology.
You mean Bill Frist.
Yeah, Bill Frist, I'm sorry.
Right.
You could have easily have just said, you know, the jackbooted fascist thugs have taken over your government, and she still would have smiled.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pathetic the way these men operate, and women too. You know.
Yeah, I understand perfectly what you're saying. I just can't. I don't know how to deal with this sort of massive. Global hypocrisy that the Republicans deal with. I've said this a million times. I've never seen any kind of anything like this in my life ever in the political arena. I've seen liars, I've seen charlatans, I've seen con artists who wind up in Washington, but I have never seen an entire class of individuals, that is Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House and the judiciary, who as a group are sick, destructive bastards who don't care about anything, who are trying, literally trying to rip this country into pieces and take it back to a pre-Columbian feudal state modeled on something from the Caucasus Mountains in the 12th century. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think we got to get them off the morality and start focusing on ethics. And most people don't see that there's a difference, but there is.
Well, that's going to be hard to do because this country is as familiar with ethics as you and I are familiar with, the South Pole. This is not an ethical country. This is an unethical country. How many examples do you need? And that's a purely rhetorical question because you know what I'm talking about. I don't care if it's business, government, religion. Pick a field and show me where there's ethics.
I've come up with nothing.
Yeah, nothing. This is not an ethical country. It has stopped being an ethical country. The world knows it. You know it. I know it.
And that's because we focus on morality. And the difference between the two, in my opinion, real quick, is that ethics are self-determined and often coincide with law, whereas morality, you know, is used...
Is imposed.
Yes, it's imposed. It's dogmatic
right.
and used to manipulate law and the way that it is applied. And it's usually used to take away people's rights, quite frankly.
Yeah, and sometimes that right is their right to, the right to die.
Yeah,
the right
yeah.
to just let it go. Hey, listen... Let me move on. Steve, thanks for checking in. All right, appreciate your insights. Well, this is not an ethical country, and I'm not saying you, ma'am or sir, are not ethical. I consider myself to live an ethical life, and I'm sure that you do too. But this is not an ethical society. This is a society that cheats, lies, steals, practices hypocrisy. While we were gone, I read this article about kids who go through this abstinence-only program. This was a massive study done by, I've got it here in the stack somewhere, but done by, I don't know who, Harvard, Yale, I don't know who it was. A reputable organization, massive study. And you know where I'm going with this, don't you? What they found out was that the kids who went through the sexual abstinence program put together by these religious psychopaths have more sexually transmitted diseases, more unwanted pregnancies, more involvement in types of sexual activity that you might think people who are real familiar with each other over a long period of time might engage in. But kids... And the article went on and on and on. about how the sexual abstinence-only program is not just a failure, but it does exactly the opposite of what the freaks who put it together say it's supposed to do. So what will happen now? Will the abstinence-only programs be dropped and a more realistic, humane, sensible approach be taken toward juvenile sexuality or teen sexuality? No, of course not. Of course not. What is the definition, a workable definition of insanity? To continue doing the same thing that you have been doing, getting a result you do not want, expecting the outcome to be different. As you continue to do the same thing over and over. What is that, Kathy? Schizophrenia? What is it? This is not an ethical society. This is not a moral society. And the rot that is just saturating the United States of America is just erupting like a volcano out of Washington, out of the Republican Party, out of Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz and these monsters that continue to destroy us. How about that, huh? This is Air America.
Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got bit in perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess it don't get no better.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And I'm talking to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A 14-year-old labor dispute that included a hunger strike that lasted 40 days and 40 nights, decertification elections, and battles in Congress, on picket lines, and in the courts has finally been won by the Teamsters at Diamond Walnut in California. Lucio Reyes heads Teamsters Local 601 and is filled with emotion as the Monday effective date of the new contract approaches.
I feel happy. I feel sad because through the course of the 14 years, we had a hunger strike for 40 days and 40 nights. A group of people did that. I had a lot of my strikers that, friends of mine, co-workers, who passed away. Some got really sick with cancer. And it may sound sad because I can see all the faces of those that couldn't live long enough to see this taking place.
Reyes says that solidarity and determination won out in the end, but it's a sad as well as happy moment for him and other workers who fought the 14-year-long struggle. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already said it. Oh, the phone number here. Good Lord, haven't given it. 866-303-2270. If you call now, you're going to get a busy signal, but, there's the number. You all know what the number is. Susan is calling from Portland. Susan, welcome to the program.
It's a good thing I didn't come on earlier. When I heard Tom DeLay, I said something really rude.
I bet you did.
Languages.
I hear you.
I'm calling because I think they've got a little bit more of an agenda than what is normally coming out. I think they're also, besides going after the right-wing base, I think they're after Oregon's Right to Die Act.
Well, don't you think here's another element of hypocrisy in this, especially on the part of this moron who is occupying the Oval Office. When he was governor of Texas, he signed this law that says a hospital, there are some conditions, but the hospital can turn off life support for someone who can't afford it. Just like this little boy who was a couple of months old, 6 months old, when they turned it off him. And yet, these same Republican vermin scream and yell about the system of assisted suicide that is legal in Oregon. I just don't know. I swear to God, I feel sometimes that I'm going insane, that these people are allowed to say and do what they do when the truth just hammers them. I mean, what is wrong with America that they don't see this?
I don't know, but I would. To me, the situation in Houston with the baby son is murder. I don't care what anybody else thinks. To me, it's flat out murder. An assisted suicide, that's where somebody wants to die.
Right.
If you are in the, and I am liable to end up just like Terry Schiavo because I have a metabolic defect and I've already been on life support for 3 different comas, so I've already been to the lawyer in the whole 9 yards. I'm scared to death. And the doctors, by the way, they are fuming.
Yeah.
This is really hitting home with me. But to me, for the government to come in here and say, no, you can't die, or you can. The only thing is, they want somebody to die. When they tell you to, if they send you to Iraq, yeah, it's okay to die.
That's
or if
right.
you don't have any money, or if you're black, or whatever, yeah, you can die. But if you're white, and if you can make political hay out of it, no, you can't die.
I hear you loud and clear, Susan.
Pisces people, I just... Oh, my religion tells me I'm supposed to tolerate these people, but I keep wanting to do something real. Well, if they try and interfere with my situation, I can tell you one thing. My husband's going to be picking up a gun. And it's just that simple. He's Irish. He's going to pick up a gun.
I know.
and I'll probably kill him. But it's not right. They have no right. It's against the Constitution. There's a matter of states' rights. It's a matter of whatever happened to the sanctity of marriage.
Whatever happened to the idea of privacy? It's awful. Hey, listen, Susan, thanks for checking in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call. You know, if you're a taker like George Bush, you can live and live and live. But if you're a giver, like disabled vets who have given so much, in their minds, don't parse it down for me. In their minds, they have given so much for their country. Or folks who have struggled, they've given so much to try to make ends meet, to try to support their families. Those people, or so-called minorities, who have had the deck stacked against them in this country for 400 years, and still give. You know who some of the most patriotic Americans are, right? Huh? Immigrants who were treated like dogs, and African Americans who were literally treated like dogs. The givers, the ones who are willing to give of themselves, are the ones that the Bush crime family lifts their leg and urinates all over. If you're a taker, like Dick Cheney, or Wolfowitz, or DeLay, or Bush himself, if you're a taker, if you're a gimme, 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 oh, you're safe. Then you're safe. Back in a minute. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
W's got a pistol, it's burning in his hand. This is turning the world into one big Texas war.
The one thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
What really happened after Columbus discovered America? What do you know about the explorers who signed on for the most dangerous journey of all time? Now, live the adventure of a lifetime. Hudson, Bering, Coronado. Maybe they were brave. Maybe they were crazy. Maybe they were both. Conquest of America, this Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. Discovery was the easy part.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Next week on our show, it's our birthday, and we'd like you to get us the new portable Sony PlayStation. You can buy it online and have it delivered in time for the big day, March 31st. We're going to be 1 year old, and believe it or not, we're already potty trained. Though we still have to wear a diaper at night. Our special one-year anniversary show and much more next week on Franken.
On Air America Radio.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Yeah, soothing bedtime lullaby, my foot. Oh, and I forgot to mention, welcome to Dallas, Texas. We're being carried on 9:10 a.m. in Dallas. I hope I didn't scare the bejesus out of... you imagine people in Dallas tonight, Kathy, riding around the car radio or whatever, or at home. Hey, let's see what's on the radio. Poof! Their heads start exploding. Poof, bam, poof, pow, pow, pow. Who is this? Call me on the air. No, I understand. I understand. And I'm not mocking the way you talk. We talk that way here, too. Did we get the memo that we were going to be on starting? Yeah, that's right. We were on vacation. Oh, man. I got an email from one of our loyal regulars who tunes in and has for years. Barry in, where's Barry from? Plano? Yeah, he's from Plano, Texas. And he said, he emailed me and said, hey, you're on the air here. And I emailed back and I said, what? You're kidding, live right now? He said, yep. My wife had you on in the car while on her way to pick up our daughter at dance class. Oh, my God. I hope it's an adult kid. Sorry, Barry. Sorry to all parents out there who might have been in the car. I don't care if you're in Dallas or San Francisco, man. You're driving along. You got your kid in the car. Hey, let's listen to some talk radio. Oh, what's this? Christ ripping the nails out of the crucifix and coming down to beat the hell out of Republicans. Man, you know, when I listen to sometimes on the playback, I just think, good God almighty. Hello, kiddies. Welcome to Night Terrors. It's the Mike Malloy program. Sorry, Barry. And any other parent. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Anyway, welcome to our new Dallas affiliate. I really admire your courage. You know, usually we pick up new stations and say, yeah, we'll take everybody to your network, except that guy that's on at night. You got anything else? You know, how about Ed Schultz? Maybe we can get that big old fat ex-Republican or whatever, you know. I know, let's do Sean Hannity reruns when Malloy comes on. It's rough. It's rough. You know, it really is. And I certainly appreciate the fact that Air America just goes, oh, God, all right, let's see if we can get Malloy on in this market. Oh, anyway, welcome to Dallas, 9:10 a.m. Thanks for being there. Jay is calling from Atlanta. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Can you let me lighten things up a little with some humor before everyone explodes from the hypocrisy?
Yeah, but you sure it's humor?
Yeah, you have my word. The first is the point it occurred to me last week that Bush was not being disingenuous when he calls himself a compassionate conservative.
Yeah.
He serves his compassion for those with money.
Yeah, that's true.
But I actually have four very politically relevant and entertaining humorous stanzas from a poem called If Jesus Was Alive Today.
All right, now wait. You're going to read a poem for me?
Just four stanzas. Let me at least do one. You'll see that.
Yeah, but stanzas. Stanzas can be 80 lines long.
Four stanzas each. Four lines.
Okay, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, no way he'd vote for Bush. To those that say he should, he'd say, kiss my tush. If Jesus was alive today.
God, now wait a second. Is it going to get worse than that?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, with Bushies, he'd be pissed. Ignorance is no defense. Otherwise, get yourself a psychiatrist.
Okay. Is it going to be worse than that?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
If Jesus was alive today, boy, would Congress get a smack for practically everything they've done, especially for trusting Junior with Iraq.
Okay.
And the last one is, if Jesus was alive today, he'd say the media was to blame. Don't think I haven't noticed that you people have no shame.
There you go. All right. Well, that's...
And, hey, you know, I'm the guy that sent you that introduction to reality that was inside the littering tote bag.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. You sent me the tote bag?
Yeah, inside I put an introduction to my manuscript.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to make the connection. Thanks. We used that tote bag last week.
Cool. But I was anxious to know if you read the introduction to the manuscript.
I started to read it, and then my eyes glazed over because, you know, I've been under an awful lot of weird
know,
kind of Air America talk radio living in America stress. But I will get to it, Jay. I promise
right.
you.
And that poem is a little touch taste of what you've got to expect. So I'm in Atlanta, and you can get a hold of me through the website on the bag.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks.
Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, Jay sent us a nice tote bag, didn't he, Kathy? Huh? We used that to carry seashells in, didn't we? Through the rainstorms that were, the flood and the rainstorms where we were, and the below average temperature. I'm not complaining. I couldn't care less. All right. Greg is calling from Florida. Greg, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and say, hey, thanks for speaking out the way you do. I'm just so tired of hearing these namby-pamby, soft-spoken, let's try to work within the system crap that the Democrats put out all the time. We need a strong voice. I'm tired, you know, speaking for myself, I'm tired of that glossy black jackboot pressing on my friggin' neck. All right? And
yeah.
I like the way you talk, man.
We're on late at night, so, you know, maybe it's okay. In most of the country, we're on late at night. But, what I feel is certainly not unique. That's one of the reasons people tune into this program, because it's a shared response. I can take just about anything except hypocrisy and lying and deceit. You know, I've said this so many times before, if somebody has a different political point of view, I don't care if they're a Republican or a communist, and it's different from mine, fine, let's talk about it. Let's see if we can work out. But what we can work out. But these neoconservative Republicans, who, as far as I'm concerned, are not Republicans, have no more of a sense of compromise or decency than any other normal human emotion. They're really scum, and I really don't like them. I just don't like them. What happened to my caller in Tampa? All right, maybe we had a bad phone line, but he disappeared. Well, let's see if we can make sure that doesn't happen again, okay? I'm sorry about that, caller in Tampa. Damien is calling from Staten Island. Damien, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Good to talk with you. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment about that study about abstinence pledges.
Pledges.
There's something that just absolutely makes no sense to me, and that is, do you mean to tell me that an adolescent male who engages in anal sex with his girlfriend reaches orgasm and ejaculates? Do you mean to tell me that he thinks he's abstaining from sex?
Well, apparently so. Apparently, that's what the study showed, was that kids now are doing things that maybe very, very intimate, loving couples should do as an expression of their love and physical interest in each other. But dear God, these kids are doing it because they think, well, this isn't sex.
Then women really have it made, because many of them don't reach orgasm through penetration anyway. Many of them require oral sex.
Yeah.
So the idea that a woman thinks she's abstaining from sex if she has oral sex and reaches orgasm just seems completely outrageous to me.
Yeah, it does.
Are the teens this misguided? Is this actually coming from the programs themselves?
I don't know. But once again, welcome to our listeners in Dallas and all the kids in the cars. All right, Damien, I don't have any answers for you, but I hear what you're saying. Thanks for checking in. I can't answer that. I read the results of the study at Harvard or Yale or Dartmouth or wherever the hell it was. And where is it? I'm looking through the stack here, and I'm sorry, I don't see it. Was Damien trying to see how far he could go? I think maybe Damien was. What do you think? I think Damien was kind of pushing the envelope there a little bit. Let's see how far I can go with this topic before somebody cuts me off. Right? All right. Whatever's fair. Denny is calling from Omaha. Denny, welcome to the program.
I want to thank everyone there at Air America Radio. We need you. You guys are standing up against an enormous machine, And we are all proud of you, and we all need you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the praise. Who wouldn't? I think everybody here at Air America, you know, is I'm not saying we're on a mission, but we know what we're doing. I think. Hey, listen, hold on a second. Let me take a break here, Denny. Do a couple of commercials. We'll come back and get your call on the other side. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're
use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hello, this is a special message for you folks out there that are looking for a mortgage. Listen, before you go talking to lenders, you'd better take a look at the Gray Book. It's a free consumer protection guidebook that reveals 8 of the most common mortgage schemes to avoid. It was compiled from information from the FTC, BBB, and mortgage experts. It's being offered absolutely free as a public service by the U.S. Mortgage Lending Alliance, a national consumer advocacy referral network. It's all free for the asking. So do yourself a favor. Before you go talking to lenders, call for your free Gray Book. Call 1-800-976-0765. There's no cost or obligation, so call 1-800-976-0765. And I'll tell you what, you'll be amazed. You'll gain the power that comes from knowing what to avoid when you're looking for a mortgage. Call 1-800-976-0765. That's 1-800-976-0765.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day.
call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off of my feet.
10 before the hour.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is Air America.
Bang, bang, bang.
Jeff is calling from Dallas. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, man? Welcome to Dallas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you weren't driving around with your kid in the car.
No, not tonight.
Okay.
Now, I have taken him to protest before.
Oh, okay.
So he's a good kid.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He makes a lot more sense than Cheney, Rumsfeld, or Bush, I'll tell you what.
What?
He just makes a lot more sense than those guys.
Oh, there you go. Sure. How old is he? He
must 10 years old.
10 years old? He would make more sense, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He'd be a hell of a lot more honest, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I was just calling in to welcome you here, and I just wanted to ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
You like heavy metal?
Depends on who it is.
Well, you know, I've been a headbanger for a long time listening to a lot of heavy metal.
You remember a group called Mountain?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That was. I said they must have been the granddaddy of headbanger music. Mountain was just outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I love it a lot. I don't think you play enough of it. But one thing I wanted to say, there's a guy out there that plays too much of it. He's on a radio program named Savage Nation.
Yeah, well, he's a pig.
I know, he is a pig. And you know what? The songs he's playing, he plays like Metallica's Blackened and stuff, singing about global warming. You know, he's just part of his facade is like he's hard and heavy, and you know,
right.
He doesn't even know what he's putting out there.
Right, right.
You know? So the thing is, you know, heavy metal always took a bad rap because people always tried to ban it.
I know. Well, you know what Michael Savage's real name is, don't you?
I know. What's that?
Michael Wiener.
Yeah, Michael Wiener, Cletus Wiener, I'll call him.
It is, W-E-I-N-E-R. He might pronounce it Weiner, but it's Michael Wiener.
Michael Wiener.
Can you imagine going for, you know, you're stuck with the name Wiener? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you're trying to come across like this real macho, gut-ripping sucker who, you know, has been to the moon and back, and so you got to come up with something other than Wiener.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to play heavy metal bumper music. So you say, oh, let me see, what's the opposite of Wiener? Oh, that's right, Savage.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a freak. Like so many of these right-wingers that are on radio and television and who write their columns, the guy is an absolute stone freak.
Yeah, he is.
So be careful when you listen to him, okay? Your brain will start to liquefy, and when you go to bed at night, if you sleep on, like, your side, you wake up in the morning, there'll be a big wet spot on your pillow where your brains have leaked out. So,
I know. The thing is, people will listen to him, and just because you act like you know it doesn't mean you do.
Amen and amen.
And, you know, and that's just, I can't see people, can't see through these guys.
I know, I hear you.
You know, Rumsfeld has been around since Nixon. He's been wanting a war for years and years and years, and they finally found the dork to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that the truth?
And these, you know, they're just so detached from regular society. When have they ever went out and had to buy a gallon of milk? You know? Nothing
right.
Forever.
I hear you. Jeff, spread the word in Dallas, okay?
I sure will. And just one more, just a little food for thought for the Republicans out here. They all like to claim a lot of rebel stuff. You know, they're rebels. You know, we got a Texan in the White House. We got all this. You know, George Bush is from Kitty Buckport, Maine.
There you go.
You can't get further away from Texas unless you go to Alaska, not in the continental United States.
That is the truth.
They're rebels. They like to wave their Confederate flags. You know, he came down here for the natural resources, for oil.
Uh-huh.
You know what they call those after the Civil War? Carpetbaggers. They ought to think about who they're supporting out there.
They really should.
Confederates and rebels.
They really should. But, Jeff, I'll tell you what, you know, as long as Bush is in the White House and the Republicans are in control, they can keep telling the brain dead, well, the queers will never get a chance to marry.
I know.
That's their big issue,
yeah.
Okay? All right.
Like a queer ever even affects their life. Like they even shop at the same place. You know,
you
never know. They don't go.
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. Jeff, thanks for checking in. Spread the word, all right?
I sure will.
All right, take care. Take care. So we are on the air in Dallas. I like that. Sandy is calling from Stockton, California. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Missed you last week.
Yeah, I got real bored. I've become an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, those best ofs are gruesome after a while.
I know.
I'm so tired of these Republicans doing everything that they can to get into my personal life. I don't know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am just really, really disgusted. This sideshow that they perpetrated over the weekend with every news media outlet known to man broadcasting that nonsense yesterday made me sick to my stomach.
I hear you.
I couldn't. I, this is a very personal matter for this family. Very personal. I just recently had to go through a similar gut-wrenching decision with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And for these hypocrites to claim that they're so concerned about this woman's life when there are hundreds and thousands of Americans that have to make this type of decision every single day, that it was necessary for the president to fly back from his vacation, because he's on vacation again,
mm-hmm.
in order to sign this legislation.
The hypocrisy is gagging. It's horrifying, but this is what Republicans are.
What happened to the sanctity of marriage, Mike? Wasn't that what they were touting just a few months ago, that marriage is between a man and a woman? Well, isn't he her husband?
Yes, I think he is. I think he is. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Sandy, okay?
Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. A break here. Stick around. Final hour coming up. If you're on hold, we'll take your call on this particular issue, but if you have something else you want to bring up, I damn sure do. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
In their pivotal presidential debate, Ronald Reagan scolded a gloomy Jimmy Carter with the famous quip, "Well, there you go again," a phrase that resonates each time George W. Bush reaches into his handy barrel of terror alerts. Either Osama bin Laden is inexplicably aroused by low poll figures, or Karl Rove is determined to scare the pants off us every time there's trouble on Pennsylvania Avenue. This week, the administration is hyping bin Laden's relationship with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and the duo's supposed plans to strike at the homeland. The real threat, however, is to the president's assault on Social Security.
Only one-third of voters are in favor of privatized accounts, and support is quickly fizzling out among Republican lawmakers. Maybe it's time for Rove to bring up that gay marriage amendment. Face your fears at AskewedView.com.
America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. The parents of Terri Schiavo lean on the governor of Florida to save their brain-damaged daughter. 1 week after a feeding tube was removed from the 41-year-old woman and following countless rejections from the courts, Mary Schindler, Terry's mother, is making a direct plea to Jeb Bush.
Governor Bush, you have the power to save my daughter. It's been 7 days. Please do something.
Governor Bush, who earlier attempted to get state custody of Terri Schiavo, said Friday that any intervention was beyond his powers. Meantime, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has rejected the family's reconnection motion for a third time. A Florida state judge who previously weighed in on the case is expected to render a verdict on Saturday after Schiavo's parents say she expressed a will to live when the tube was removed last week. The showdown between the Indiana Pacers and Detroit Pistons is underway at the Palace of Auburn Hills, though after a threat delayed the game for more than an hour. Reports say a threat was made to the Pacers, which sent the club back to the team bus where they stayed for more than half an hour. This is the first time the Pacers have been back in Auburn Hills since the infamous brawl on November 19th. President Bush's approval rating slips to the lowest level of his presidency. The U.S. Today CNN poll found just 45% of those surveyed approve of the job Mr. Bush is doing, a slide from the 52% approval level earlier this month. The Gallup pollsters believe the change may reflect the public's feelings about political intervention in the Terri Schiavo case, and they say there are indications among the 1,000 people surveyed about the state of the nation's economy. The senior cardinal of the Vatican says Pope John Paul II is lucid, but his recent health problems have prevented him from presiding over Good Friday services. He's delegated most of his holy responsibilities this week to his cardinals. An American cardinal delivering Friday's afternoon sermon at the Vatican has shown a video of the pontiff watching services on TV with his face hidden from the camera. Fingerprints and dental records have allowed authorities in Texas City, Texas, to identify all 15 people killed in this week's devastating blast at a BP Amoco oil refinery. Prosecutors in the Michael Jackson molestation trial spent much of Friday supporting evidence of fingerprints from both the entertainer and his young accuser found on pornographic magazines recovered from his estate. The accuser testified Jackson showed him the magazines after taking them to his bedroom. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet?
The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
It's the music that changed the world.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
I'm Marty Kaplan.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Rock and roll turns 50 this month.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight.
Join me for our special look at the politics of rock, beginning this weekend on So What Else Is News, here on Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. And thank you very much for tuning in. We have been talking the past couple of hours about the Terry Schiavo case. I hope we can finish it up tonight. I realize that we may have been, on the surface, it's like making a mistake. Oh, my God, they're going for the bait again. This is just Michael Jackson to the fourth power, this case, this situation. I don't agree. There are several levels to the, excuse me, Schiavo case. It is representative of what so many people in this country now face, given, what do you call it, Kathy, not resurrection medicine, what's the term, the end of life, I think it's referred to sometimes as resurrection medicine, where heroic efforts are expended to maintain somebody's life. Now, that is not what's going on with Terry Schiavo. She has a feeding tube. She is, according to all the medical stuff about her that I've read, and I'm not Tom DeLay. I'm not going to make statements regarding her medical condition. I'm not Bill Frist, where I can say, well, I saw a videotape, and she's not in a persistent vegetative state. You know, I'm not like that. Everything that I have read or listened to that seemed to be valid indicates that this woman has essentially been dead for 15 years. The fact that her brain stem is still sending electric signals to certain parts of her body just indicates her death. It amplifies her death. I feel very sorry. I'm a parent like her parents, the Schindlers. And I understand, I do, the reluctance to say, okay, my daughter's dead. You know, again, not to hammer this, but, you know, I've been through 3 deaths in my family in the past 6 months. 3 people who are very close and dear to me, including my mother. So, I'm kind of focused on this. My heart goes out to the Schindlers. My heart goes out to Michael Schiavo, her husband, who has stated categorically for 15 years after working with the Schindlers for 4 years, he stated categorically, this is not what Terry wanted. All right. Into this personal micro-tragedy, micro in the sense of the universe, in the sense of the rest of the world. I am not negating or attempting to get cavalier here with the terrible, terrible feelings all members of this family must be enduring. But it is a micro-tragedy. When your loved one dies, it's a micro-tragedy. When mine dies, it's a micro-tragedy. You understand what I'm saying with that? But entering into this, these horrible, hideous opportunists, I'm not allowed to say on over-the-air radio what I feel about DeLay and Frist and these Republicans who published, dear God, a talking points memo. Here's what to emphasize with the Schiavo situation. Our base will be excited by it. I mean, these are worse than animals. And if you're an animal lover, don't email me now and say, come on, Mike. You know what I'm saying. This family has been used by the Republican Party leadership in a way that I have never seen. I defy anyone out there, I don't care what your politics are, to call or email another example of how a political party, and this is the hallmark of the Republicans now, how a political party has taken this private family tragedy and ripped it into a million pieces, have devoured it, have eaten on it, have chewed into it. Just a feeding frenzy. Just pieces of this woman's body flying all over America. Just chunks of flesh here and there. MSNBC and CNN and New York Times and Air America. A disgusting, horrible, hideous situation. Fifteen times this thing has gone to court. Or is it 36 times? I don't know. I don't care. Twice to the... I don't mean I don't care in a nasty kind of... you know what I mean. Twice to the Florida Supreme Court, once to the U.S. Supreme Court, and these Republicans stand there in the well of the House and the Senate, burping and vomiting their lies all over the Senate chambers, the House chambers, and consequently all over America, that the Schiavo family has not had their day in court. What the hell constitutes a day in court? And these are the same hypocrites who would condemn people to death, whether they're guilty or not. George W. Bush signed into law when he was governor a bill in Texas promoted by the Christian Coalition and the anti-abortion crowd that said if somebody can't afford end-of-life care, cut them off. Pull the plug. Regardless of what the parents or the spouse wants. And last week it happened to a young boy, 6 months old, born with profound birth defects, genetic birth defect. But the mother loved him and was holding him, and they came in and said, sorry, we're pulling the plug because George Bush signed a law 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that allows us to do it. Either that or pay us some money. There's a story in the Houston Chronicle. So they pulled the plug, the breathing, the ventilator on this little boy. God have mercy on these people. I swear, for those of you who believe in God, there has to be, somebody's going to have to show them mercy. These right-wing Republicans are going to roast and fry and crackle in hell. So they pulled the plug on this little boy. And he dies in his mother's arms. In other words, had Terry Schiavo, had this whole situation been in the other Bush state, Texas, she would have been dead 14 months and 2 weeks ago. or 14 years and two, and 10 months ago. Do you think that the state, these hospitals in Texas, after Bush signed this bill, do you think they would have kept someone alive in a persistent vegetative state, watching the cash register clank over every single day? Well, there's another $5,000. Well, there's another $5,000. No, I don't think so. As of 6 years ago, thanks to George W. Bush, they would have come in with a pair of hedge cutters and snapped right through whatever cables and cords we're keeping whoever it is alive. So it is the hypocrisy, once again, that we're talking about and foaming at the mouth about on this program. Okay? Okay. Okay. Francis is calling from New York City. Francis, welcome to the program.
Mike?
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Francis. How are you?
I'm okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear.
Great. Well, thank you. You have changed my life. I tell everyone to listen to you and to Air America Radio, and I've called your advertisers thanking them for advertising, and, you know, got to keep you guys going.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. I deeply appreciate it. I'm sure everybody at Air America appreciates it. Thank you. Now I got to ask you to hold on. I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? Just stay right there. We'll finish up. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
And you think of the beautiful things a child can do. How long did the child survive? How long? How long? If it was up to you. When you think about the money spent on defense by a government and the weapons of destruction we build with the shrill and
the best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Millions and millions that money could be. How long?
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 21 past the hour. Back to, with Francis holding on? Yeah, Francis is holding on. Thanks, thanks for your patience, you. Francis.
Great, thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you, and I enjoy you, and I consider myself to be a Christian, and I believe, though, that a Christian should sacrifice, especially one who is middle class or upper middle class, should sacrifice their vote for to the poor, you know, to help.
Well, I think Jesus was pretty explicit in the sermons, the limited number of sermons that he gave where it concerned wealth, where it concerned poor people, where it concerned healing the sick and caring for the feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. I don't think there's any doubt that Christ had a clear message that these right-wing neocon Christians have totally, totally destroyed.
Absolutely. And you know, he was coming from a perspective of love, and you talked about having a living will, you know, how that
right.
when if something happens to you that you want the plug pulled. And it comes down to being willing to sacrifice one's own needs for the needs of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And when parents or children have unfinished business with their parent or their child and they're in this sort of state, they're the ones who are the least able to make the decision because they want to finish their business.
That's true.
And my folks, they put me as their person who will make the decision for them if it ever comes to that. And
right.
Because they said that you have the least amount of unfinished business. And so I just want to put out to you that whoever's making your decision, make sure that, you know, that they will make it with you in mind
mm-hmm.
and not their own needs. And I say that to everybody. And and you know, whenever we go to bed, always say that you love the person that you love. You know, and whenever you say goodbye, because you never know when something like that's going to happen. And thank you for your being there and being really you're sacrificing yourself to get this message of liberalism. And because, you know, I'm sure you sometimes get harassed on the street or whatever. And, you know,
well, I maintain a shroud of invisibility.
Oh, good for you.
Trust me.
But I definitely appreciate, you know, that you're out there in the forefront speaking for this truth. And, you know, I appreciate that very much.
Well, thanks, Francis. It's very kind of you to say that. And I'm sure everybody here, Air America, appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. You have a nice evening. All right. Take care. Yeah, you know, Francis brings up an excellent point. The other thing, besides the living will, durable power of attorney, having had to face this, Kathy and I had to deal with this with my mother. I'm not going to get maudlin on you. This is very practical. Kathy had to deal with it with her grandmother. I had to deal with it with my mother. My mom lived to be, I think, pretty good age. She was 89. Lived on her own up until the last 4 days when she went to the hospital and died. But in the dying process, the first couple of days in the hospital, my mother was still semi-coherent, semi-conscious. And Kathy and I were there. My sister was there. And that's kind of that was it, wasn't it, Kathy? Just the three of us, right? And the doctors and nurses were very understanding. They knew what they were up against. My mother was old and frail. She had had bypass surgery. She was in not good medical condition at all. And she started to enter into her last few hours. And she did not have a living will. And the doctor who was her attending physician in the hospital came to me and to my sister and to Kathy, and we talked about what to do. The first thing we signed was the DNR, do not resuscitate. And the second thing that we handled, I handled this as her oldest child, was the, I forget what they called it. There was something else there, Kathy, I forget what it was. But anyway, to make a long story short, the Sunday that my mother died, when Kathy and I got to, my sister was out, just Kathy and I, and when we walked in the hospital room, it was apparent that my mother was entering into the death throes. If you've ever been around somebody who's died, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the nurse who was there had the IV and the syringe full of morphine. And very gently and very slowly, she started to release the morphine into the tube, and we sat with Sylvia as the pain, whatever pain she was feeling, eased and disappeared. And then my mother very peacefully died. So, having those documents, Francis is right, make sure. And I'm glad I was there because my mother and I had settled all those differences that you can come up with inside a family. You know what I'm talking about? Sure you do.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Looking at the hands for the lines that were, and it never masterpiece of literature.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness, victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
We didn't know about this in the White House.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And every day, gathering information.
Visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I look forward to their words.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. 26 before the hour. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Oh, I've just really been enjoying the show today. And I mean, just the hypocrisy. I mean, you just nailed it right on the nose. Here, you know, that screaming out for abstinence is actually practiced it. Who's claiming that we are trying to save life? These guys are out there killing and killing and killing. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just appreciate you talking about it, talking about it. I mean, these are the people, they're so afraid of sex. They're trying to keep teenagers from having it. And in doing it, they're creating all sorts of problems.
Well, it's insane. And I think anyone with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk could have told these people, you're dealing with teenagers. Do you think an abstinence pledge, even if you throw in the extra incentive of eternal damnation and hellfire, with your body crawled upon by snakes, scorpions, and spiders, do you think that's going to overpower or overcome the sexual drive that is so powerful in kids this age? The way to handle it is the best way to handle everything. Give people as much information as you can. Explain to them not just the terrible consequences, but also the pleasurable consequences. And explain to them, look, there's so many things in life that it's better to wait a little bit. And if you can't wait, for God's sake, you see this? It's called a condom. Put it on!
Well, absolutely. I've got two teenage daughters, and I don't want them growing up thinking sex is bad and dirty and that. So, I mean, what I gave them, you know, when they became teenagers, is this book called Sex Without Guilt in the 21st Century by Albert Ellis, one of the greatest psychologists around.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, if we educate, if we teach people, it's beautiful, but it's, you need to respect the power that it has.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's a very powerful thing. And that's what they're so afraid of. That's what the religious right is afraid of. They're just the descendants of the Puritans that founded this country who were afraid of it back then.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons these right-wingers are always so terrified of mind-altering drugs, even mild ones like, say, marijuana. And yet they're all in favor of hands-off the tobacco and the liquor industry. Now, I realize that a few Baptists and a few Presbyterians will rail against demon rum, but that's just for show. Liquor and cigarettes kill you deader than a doornail, but it doesn't alter your consciousness. I understand. Liquor is a central nervous system depressant, so it will mess around with you, but it doesn't alter your consciousness, whereas something like marijuana or hashish or other drugs, I don't need to go down the list, does alter consciousness, or at least it alters perception in a way that takes all the mythologies that the right wing wants to jam into our children's heads and our adults' heads and shreds them. So that's why marijuana is illegal and liquor isn't.
Absolutely. And sex, which is one of the most positively mind-altering activities, because it naturally releases all of the beautiful chemicals that make you feel good and loving towards other people, well, that's going to be way too scary for them to let out there. So they're going to try and legislate against it and make it illegal. You know, pretty soon, it'll be illegal to have sex.
Right. Well, right-wingers, Republicans, religious freaks, I don't care if they're Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter to me. They're terrified of life. They're terrified of death. They have absolutely no faith in their religious structures that they have put together based on death, based on their absolute gut-wrenching fear of death. And because of that, they're afraid of living. They're afraid of dying. All they can do is run around and do. Just take a look at Tom DeLay or Frist or Bush or any of these thugs if you want to see what people do who are terrified of life and terrified of death. It must be a hell of a situation to be in. Not that I'm giving them sympathy. I couldn't care less about their emotional or psychological state. But can you imagine being afraid of life and being afraid of death? Where the hell does that leave you?
Well, whenever you come from that fear-based mythology, you're just got to protect yourself and attack anybody that looks like they're doing something that's actually fun or pleasurable.
Yeah, I have. I hear you loud and clear. Jerry, thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate you checking in. See, I'm not trying to wax philosophical. I leave that up to Bart Kopp. Bart Kopp is able to get philosophical. I'm not educated enough to get real philosophical about the people who are terrified of living and dying. But you know what I'm talking about. I know you know, gentle listener. You see these people all the time. They live on your street. They shop at the same supermarket, and they probably go to your church or synagogue. They're terrified of living, terrified of dying. That's the other thing. You know, why do these fundamentalist Christians, you know, if they really do believe that everything is in God's hands, then why do they insist at the end of their lives that heroic measures be taken to thwart God's will?
I'm calling you home. Come, my son.
No, thank you. I don't want to get into it. I'm just tossing this out. Purely rhetorical, jive turkey nonsense on my part here at the last segment of the program. But I've never been able to figure that one out. You know, I just can't. You know, if the Pope, and nothing against Catholics, you know, just another branch of Christians, but, you know, if the Pope is so in tune with the Supreme Being as that being is perceived by the Catholic Church, then why all these efforts? You know, obviously the Pope's God is tapping him on the shoulder or reaching around and grabbing him and saying, yo, come on, Pope, time to come home. I can't understand it. But the whole religious thing to me, it is a sadness. I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm not talking about following the teachings of Muhammad or Jesus or the Buddha. I'm not talking about that. If you follow that, if you're a Christian in that sense, you have my deepest respect. You're certainly more authentic than I am. You know what I talk about on this program, the filthy, degenerate hypocrisy that pulls spirituality into the sewer. And I have yet to find, this is too much of a blanket statement. Very seldom do I find a religion that does not pull spirituality right into some just filthy sewer that the adherents have constructed. I hate it. I hate it all. That's it. Play it safe. Just hate everything. Gail is calling from Chicago. Gail, welcome to the program. Hey, Gail.
Hey, we can't wait to get you guys back in Chicago. It was great when we had you here.
I can't wait either. You know, I live in Atlanta, but part of my heart's in Chicago after being there for 3.5 years. Yes, sir.
Yep, Blue City, definitely Blue City.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I was at the protest in Chicago this weekend, the anti-war protest, and we had a really good turnout. I don't know that stuff like that got good press this weekend, but the Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and, you know, just to get the crowd riled up, and there was a radical leftist communist faction there who cheered him off the stage because they said he was too democratic. Democrats, Republicans, all the same, everyone started the war, and, right. he literally had to leave because of this.
I think that's unfair because I don't think Jesse Jackson is, cut from the same mold as, say, Tom Daschle or John Kerry. I just don't think he is.
And, Mike, I'm a black woman. The day that Jesse Jackson, where were they at during the Civil Rights Movement? This was young upstarts. How dare they call him not radical enough?
I hear you.
It was horrible, and it's that kind of stuff that's, you know, that's not going to make any progress in the Democratic Party, and it's sad that we can't all get on the same page. And I know the Democratic message isn't as easy as the Republican message, and that you don't have to be that bright to subscribe to it.
That's right.
But I mean, can we get together at least on some of these issues so we can make some progress?
Jesse Jackson, as far as I know, it still adheres to the teachings of Dr. King, and Dr. King, right before they murdered him, was talking about the futility or the obscenity of waging war in Southeast Asia. That's when they decided to murder King, not when he was demanding human rights, legal rights in this country, but when he went against the power the way he did at the speech at, was it the West Side Church in New York City, where he started talking about the murder being committed in Southeast Asia, and that's when the power decided to murder him. Now, as far as I know, Jesse Jackson still adheres to that philosophy, right?
Yes, he sure does.
I think so. Hey, thanks for checking in. I hope we get to Chicago soon, too, Gail. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, thanks to the usual crew of bandits who helped put this program together. We were engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fazekas screened your calls. And he will be doing that for the foreseeable future. So get to know David and talk nice to him. And he will probably put you on the air. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Check out two websites before the night is over, okay? MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com. And have fun. The executive producer is Catherine Bay. Lenny is calling from Sacramento. Lenny, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Wow, I'm glad you got to me. I'm also glad to hear you talking about MLK just a minute ago, too.
Yeah.
I sent you an email earlier today, and I actually mentioned that aspect of it. The hypocrisy, yeah, it's amazing. The fact that, you know, this happened in Texas with the Futility of Care Act.
Right, right.
And nobody's saying a thing about it. And, I mean, I would hate to cast a stone at them already, but we'll see the way the school shooting in Minnesota is talked about as opposed to the Columbine shooting.
Mm-hmm. I saw that as we were leaving the house tonight. We got just the first reports about this terrible tragedy in northern Minnesota, and when we get home tonight, we will probably go to ABC overnight and see what they have to say about it.
It's a tragedy either way. What I wanted to talk to you about is I'm frustrated myself. I'm 24 years old. I developed the shingles, actually, and talking to my doctor, it's something that more than likely came from stress.
Yeah, it usually does. Yeah.
You know, and this stuff just eats me alive out here. And basically, me and my roommate, we were talking the other day about just like a massive march on Washington, say, like 4th of July 06. I mean, that would really be good for the elections and all that. If you get the opportunity, Mike, please take a look at my email that I sent today.
Okay.
But, you know, just put the idea out there to, and I think the last call I made mention to the division within the progressive movement, and I'm one who, you know, I'm so frustrated with the exception, I'm so frustrated with the Democratic Party, with Kerry just pretty much laying down, you know, while there's all this scandal going on with vote counting. I mean, to me, it's like this is still, you know, not legit because they swept all that under the rug. Basic accountability,
right,
and a mass of people just marching on Washington and asking for accountability, basically. There's all sorts of this month has been ridiculous between what happened with the Italian intelligence agent, everything that's gone on this month has been exceptional, and all we've heard about is, you know, this, Michael Jackson, whatever. And
I know. So. Well, again, it's just as a way of explanation, certainly not a defense, but by way of explanation, it was personally important to me to bring up this Schiavo case.
Oh, Mike, no, I was a little frustrated too, but then I hear your side of it, and then I hear the way that it does in fact affect every American, and it's just another ploy by them. You know what I mean?
It is, and it's a terrible, terribly cynical ploy. It's every morning you wake up and you think, or I do anyway, because I'm in this business. But I think, I wonder what kind of filth or deviousness, or lies, or chicanery will be perpetrated on the American people today by the Republicans.
And they surprise you every day.
Every single day. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it's just unbelievable what this gang of cockroaches is capable of doing. And they do it every day. And I like you, I don't understand why 5, 10, 15 million Americans haven't just poured out of our houses and businesses and schools and universities and stormed Washington, D.C., legally and peacefully, of course, and not moved until these people leave office. Just stand there. There's something powerful about passive resistance. I will not be turned around. Who said that? And why aren't we saying it today? You know, every time I watch the movie Gandhi, and it comes on with Ben Kingsley, and it comes on every once in a while on the Dish Network, and I see what Gandhi was able to do against the British Empire, for God's sake. Every time I see a biography or read a biography or see something about Martin Luther King Jr. and see what he was able to accomplish here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I just think to myself, we don't have to look to Ukraine. We don't even have to look to India. We have examples here. Why are we just sitting and letting this happen?
We, the American people, are the most powerful force on this planet, and
it's not being used.
It's really us that's gotta make a move. I mean, I saw if you've seen the movie Control Room, and that one Arab journalist, and he's saying, you know, oh, the American people won't stand for this. That made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, I gotta leave it right there, Lenny. Thanks, I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. We didn't get to your call tonight. My bad. I apologize. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Same time, same station. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The one thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are non-